The director for these summer theater extravaganzas is Naomi Rose Mock. This year, she's at the helm of a particularly challenging production that's never been attempted on any local stage.
Every story, tale, or memoir.
Aida is a love story set in ancient Egypt between a Nubian princess, Aida, and an Egyptian captain, Radames. Verdi made an opera about it several hundred years ago, but this is Elton John's rock pop musical interpretation of it. Stylistically, we have songs in like reggae style. We have some power like love ballads. You'll hear Elton John all over it. For Leon, too, this is a big departure because we haven't done a rock musical before. We've stuck to the more like choral sounding things.
You know nothing about me and care even less.
Of course, there is a title character, except in this case, there are two actors portraying that character.
I'm India Lincecum, and I'll be playing Aida.
I'm Maya Barber, and I will be playing Aida.
Rose Mock says there are practical and artistic reasons for having dual casts.
We like to be able to double cast whenever possible because, A, when we have younger voices singing challenging material like Sir Elton John has written with the show, it helps save those voices. You get a little bit of a rest, otherwise it's a lot. And second, if we have the depth in the talent pool, which we certainly did this year, then we like to be able to feature as many talented people as possible.
And who'd have thought that confidence could die?
In order to recruit the area's very top high school talent, Rose Mock says the casting call went out far and wide.
We started this last year and we continued this year. We went to all of the public high schools in Tallahassee. We actually went to the campuses and did auditions on each campus to be more inclusive and to be more accessible to the kids from other schools. And I think this cast is 50% Leon kids, 50% from the rest of the county. And we have every high school in Leon County represented. I think this is the first time that's been the case.
India Lincecum says it's a fantastic experience to work alongside so many great student actors.
I think that's so awesome, like getting different talent from each school. I think that's great. Working with everybody, not just Leon kids, Lincoln, Rickards, Godby, Childs. I think it's awesome.
Of not knowing where or how or why.
Given the vast demands of this musical, Rose Mock says a separate all-star cast was assembled for all the behind-the-scenes supporting roles.
Tabitha Peck is the music director and the producer. She's also the director of choral activities at Leon High School. Peter Pacino, who is the other Leon chorus teacher, he's been the vocal coach. My husband, Mike Mock, did the set design and built the set. This is his sixth year doing that. Emma Kerr did the choreography. We always have so many volunteers working on these productions. It's always close to 100 people behind the scenes.
Nothing can be altered. There is nothing to decide.
On top of everything, the sometimes fiendishly complex, although amazingly catchy, Elton John score is being played by a live band. The Aida, known as Maya Barber, is hoping local audiences will find the production as exciting as she does.
I can't even put into words how beautiful the story is and how amazing the show is and how amazing the cast is. It's just so great. Mm-hmm. You should definitely come see it. It's something you don't want to miss.
And Rose Mock says there will be ample opportunities to enjoy Aida.
We have our preview performance on Thursday, and then we have 2 weeks of shows Thursday through Sunday, Sunday matinees.
All happening on the Leon High School stage, featuring 75 of Leon County's very best student performers. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.